Good afternoon, brethren. Today is the first Sabbath that follows the Feast of Tabernacles and the last great day. It's a Sabbath that we come to worship God and give Him thanks and pray for God has done in our lives. It's also a Sabbath where we rejoice and share our times with each other about the feast. This year, my family and I attended the feast at Kelowna, British Columbia in Canada. I'm just curious, how many out there went to British Columbia, Kelowna? Well, I see the majority of the people did not, so that's good. What I want to do today is give you some very highly condensed highlights of the sermon in Kelowna. Since there was a total of 16 messages and one feast video, I highly suggest that you check out from our local church library the cassettes to fully comprehend the full messages that were given. But before I review some of the messages, I want to set the stage. That is, take a quick look at Kelowna, B.C. Kelowna is truly a millennial-type setting of orchards, vineyards, and the pristine blue of Lake Okanagan. I like to read in part an article on the local Kelowna newspaper, the Capital News, that was published on Friday, October 5th, titled, Kelowna's Beauty Keeps on Shining. Kelowna has been named a finalist in a prestigious international environmental competition that will identify the five most beautiful cities in the world, pitting cities against each other based on their environmental management. The Nations in Bloom competition will feature 15 finalists in the 15,000 to 300,000 population category. This includes Kelowna. The winners will be announced by an international panel of judges who will meet in China on December 1st. The article goes on to say that in the last 3 years, there's actually won first and second in this competition. So Kelowna is definitely a very beautiful city. But there's something else that shines in Kelowna, something I'm sure that the judges will miss. In Deuteronomy 16, verse 13, it says, You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. And in verse 15, 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place where the Lord chooses. Yes, God chose Kelowna to let His light shine, and also at the other locations in the world where God placed His name at the Feast of Tabernacles. Mr. Glenn White, a pastor of the Calgary and Regina, Alberta churches, gave the first message. In that message, he talked about how wars and rumors of wars were on someone else's shores. But the events of September 11th has brought it to North America. The question Mr. White asked was, what is it that will carry us through to the kingdom of God? Hebrews 11 mentions mentors in the faith. They all have vision. We must keep that vision if we are to endure to the kingdom of God. On the first day of the feast, Mr. Looker gave a sermon titled, Our Awesome Calling as Servant Leaders in God's Kingdom. In this message, Mr. Looker read an account from the newspaper about the terrible conditions in Afghanistan after 2 decades of war. There's a great need for leadership to the people who live in such terrible conditions. But God has a plan for all mankind. In a sense, we are part of the answer. In Revelation 20, the saints will rule with Christ for 1,000 years. We, the saints, will be given places of rulership. In Revelation 2, verse 26, states that he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Yes, we will be given power. to rule the people in a merciful and loving way. The world needs true leadership, true servant leadership and leaders. Are you thinking about your service in the church? We should be serving Christ until He comes. Mr. Luker stated that we grow old, but we should not stop from serving. At the feast, Mr. Luker announced that, as he announced to the feast, as he announced to the Seattle congregation, that he's not retiring from the ministry. Brethren, are we also committed to servant leadership? On the second day of the feast, Mr. Joel Shepherd, in a split sermon titled, "Lame Shall Leap Like the Deer," pointed out how the Feast of Tabernacles points to the healing of all nations. Mr. Shepherd quoted Isaiah 3, verse 5, about the restoration of the earth and how health will be restored to a people in the millennial period. For the other split sermon on that day, Mr. Mark Mickelson, who is looking on Post Falls Idaho Church, gave a sermon titled, "The House of Our God." He focused on how God is our sanctuary. In Psalms 127, verse, we read, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." God offers us sanctuary. The Feast of Tabernacles offers us peace. In Psalm 46, it says, "God is our refuge and strength." We have to go through the dreadful times to get to the peaceful times. When we begin to obey God, we change our lives with God walking in us. We become a sanctuary. Today is a day of assurance because God tabernacles with us. There is nothing we left behind as important as what we are walking to. Mr. Mickelson talked about the trouble ahead, as pointed out in Revelation 3, verse 10. "I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth." On the third day of the feast, we heard from Mr. Ken Kerr, Sr., a Canadian pastor, with a sermonette titled, "Count Your Blessings." In this sermonette, he quoted Genesis 26, verse 3, on how the blessings we have, they come from the obedience of Abraham, that we must have the obedience of Abraham and his faith. In this time of stress in these ages, we need to count our blessings one by one. The sermon on the third day of the feast was given by Mr. Rainier Saloma, titled "Family Matters." There's also a war on family values. Mr. Saloma gave us many disturbing statistics on the breakup of the Canadian families. The United Church of God has recognized the importance of families and has set up a task force on families. God has given us laws to stabilize the family. God is building a family. In Revelation 19, in verses 7 through 9, talks about the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready. God is preparing us to be the bride of Jesus Christ. Brethren, the bride of Christ will not be left to chance. God is creating a family. A family is a blessing from God, and Satan wants to make the family a curse. On the fourth day of the feast, we saw the feast video titled "Recapturing True Values, a Sense of Urgency." This was truly an inspirational video. And because of time consideration, I will comment about this video at the conclusion of the sermonette. On the fifth day of the feast, we heard from Mr. Lauren Davies in a split sermon titled, "Will the most asked question of all time be why?" Mr. Davies mentions that September 11th was a wake-up call for all of us. We as a church have a knowledge on why. People will do right in their own eyes. They do not follow God, and sin is the result. We are God's children. We are being attacked by Satan. The question that Mr. Davies asked was, are we keeping all of God's laws, or are we fudging on some of them? Luke 6:46 makes it clear when it says, "Why do you call me Lord and do not do what I say?" Also on the fifth day of the feast, we heard from Mr. Glenn White in a split sermon titled, "Great Power, Now and in the Kingdom." Mr. White commented on how we have a tremendous energy source in our church, the seniors. They're largely being untapped. Mr. White went on to discuss that the many false beliefs and myths that are associated with aging, for example, like to be old is to be sick. Our lifestyle has a more important part on our aging than genetics. Mr. White encouraged the seniors that they make significant contribution to the work. Seniors must take the challenge and be mentors to the younger people. Young people must ask with humble attitude the seniors many questions. On the sixth day of the feast, the sermon was given by Mr. Luker. This was a Sunday, so Mr. Luker became a Sunday preacher. In fact, the local Kelowna paper had an article in the religious section of the same newspaper I'm holding about an invitation here in the lower right-hand corner to attend the service to the public. I'd like to read it to you. It also tells you what his title of his sermon is, "The Kingdom of God on Earth, What Bible Prophecy Predicts. Is there hope for a better world without its present violence, terror, and warfare?" The United Church of God Canada invites you to attend a special presentation on Sunday, October 5th at the Kelowna Community Theater. Goes on to say that longtime church pastor Dennis Luker of Seattle, Washington will be speaking about what Bible prophecy predicts beyond our current time, with America and much of the world at war with international terrorism. On the last day, Mr. Palmer of the Vancouver, D.C. church gave a sermon titled, "Learning Righteous Judgment." He explained how we are to learn judgment based on doing God's law and imitating God in our actions. The question Mr. Palmer asked was, "Where do you want to be when the White Throne Judgment Day comes? Do you want to judge with Christ or among those being judged?" 1 Peter 4, in verses 17 through 19, says that the time has come for judgment to begin at the household of God. We need to consider the weightier matters of the law mentioned in Matthew 23, verse 23. That is judgment, mercy, and faith. We need to take our calling seriously now, for as in 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "The saints will judge the world, and we also judge angels." In closing, brethren, I must say for myself that this feast was the most spiritual feast I have ever attended. The Paris attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on September 11th has changed the world. We have not yet begun to see the tip of the iceberg for the changes that the world will soon observe. But these came at a very good time for us who love God. The sea's focus and theme is concentrated on the world tomorrow, God's kingdom, and the wonderful future that God has for us and all mankind. The messages in Kelowna about the vision we need are calling us servant leaders in God's kingdom, the healing of the earth and its people, and how God is our sanctuary, how God is recreating himself in us, a family. Our knowledge and understanding of why in life, that tremendous energy source that comes in our church from our seniors, and the hope that God has given us for a better world without the present violence and terror, are only some of the messages that were given in Kelowna. I urge you to check out the tapes and hear the rest of them. Probably the best message of the feast was actually contained in the church video. The three points that brought out in the video, the first point is that we will preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to the world. The second point is that warn the house of Israel and the nations of the world. The third point, prepare the bride of Christ. There's a sense of urgency in the world now. Let us thank God for renewing our spirit in the spiritual meat of the feast that has given us the armor of God to protect us in the days ahead.